Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. New details in the violent attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. Police say Paul Pelosi was able to call 911. An intruder got in through the back door of the couple's home. A source briefed on the investigation told NPR the intruder confronted Pelosi, asking, "Where's Nancy?" San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says it took police 2 minutes to respond after dispatched.
When the police responded that the front door was opened, both men were holding on to one end of the hammer. So the suspect holding on to one end and Mr. Pelosi holding on to the other. There was an order to drop the hammer once the police realized what they were holding. The suspect then pulled it away, and that's when he attacked him with it.
Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery. The suspect, David DePappy, faces several charges, including attempted murder. Now, federal security agencies are warning of potential domestic attacks ahead of the midterms. NPR's Juliana Kim reports on the advisory.
The advisory obtained by NPR says that domestic violent extremists pose a heightened threat to the upcoming elections. This past year, officials found a number of attacks and plots were influenced by the false narrative that the 2020 presidential election results were skewed. The advisory says theories that the upcoming midterm elections will be undermined are already emerging. Last month, officials found individuals online claiming that the electoral system was under attack and threatening violence against politicians. The warning comes less than 2 weeks before the November midterms. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
Scientists advising the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the U.S. could be facing a difficult winter because of the flu and another possible COVID-19 surge. NPR's Rob Stein has more on what this means.
The researchers say both respiratory infections could peak in December, sending as many as 70,000 people to the hospital each week. That's about half of the COVID hospitalizations at the peak of last winter's Omicron surge. But it's about double the peak of hospitalizations from a typical flu season. And many hospitals are already being strained by a surge of other respiratory infections, such as RSV. Deaths from flu and COVID could peak at between 6,000 and 8,000 per week, compared to about 18,000 at the peak of last winter's Omicron surge. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Australian government says it refused to let an international traveler into the country because of a biosecurity breach. Officers found undeclared meat in baggage at Perth Airport. Officials in Australia have stepped up protections against foot and mouth disease. This is NPR News. Haiti is once again in turmoil. Gunmen opened fire and assassinated a well-known politician in his car. NPR's Eder Peralta reports gangs control much of the country now.
According to police, Eric Jean-Baptiste and his bodyguard were killed in the high-end neighborhood of La Boule in Port-au-Prince. For nearly 7 weeks now, the capital has been under siege. Gangs have blockaded the main fuel terminal, and violence is rampant. On Tuesday, a prominent journalist was shot during an assassination attempt but survived. Jean-Baptiste was the prominent leader of one of Haiti's center-left political parties. Acting Prime Minister Ariel Henry said his murder was, quote, horrific. The UN mission in the country said the killing was an attack on the rule of law and democracy in Haiti. The prime minister has said his police cannot deal with the gangs and the country needs an international intervention. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
South Korea's president has declared a national mourning period. The death toll in a stampede in Seoul is now at least 150 people. At a Halloween celebration, crowds, for unknown reasons, surged into a narrow alley and people became trapped. An estimated 100,000 people had gathered for these Halloween festivities. The country's president is also calling for officials to review safety measures. The U.S. National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, offered condolences and support from the U.S. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News, in Washington.